Ladies and gentlemen, the media is now reporting corn shortages at the supermarket. And while they're blaming coronavirus, because that's what they blame everything on, right? That's why you're locked at home with a face diaper on your head, and that's why we're taking away your cash and having a great reset now, yes. But the reality is, though, that the sun's output is dropping off into a grand solar minimum, and that is responsible for a lot of what's going on, and in fact, it's driving the timetable for these aggressive moves by the technocrats to take over the food supply and everything. Let's talk about it. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And indeed, Fox is reporting that you can add corn to the list of supermarket staples that have become elusive during the COVID-19 crisis. They go on to say that it's because people bought a lot of canned corn at the beginning, and while big canning companies Del Monte and Green Giant tried as they might to get farmers to plant more, sweet corn growers had already made their plans for the year, and so what we have is what we got. They talk about how there were also problems transporting the crops because trucking companies had fired a bunch of their truckers. But again, all of this is really nonsense compared to the bottom line, which is that last year we had immense flooding at the beginning of the growing season that prevented a lot of farmers from even getting into the fields and planting their soybeans and corn. It was a record by a factor of four, a record prevent plant acres. We'll read here from this piece. Historic flooding in the early spring and record rainfall across portions of the corn belt led many in the industry to expect prevent plantings, i.e. the failure to plant a crop, to reach record highs in 2019. And the latest crop reports bear that out, meaning, yes, we didn't get the corn we needed last year. And in fact, the USDA's numbers that were reported then were still too high. They've continued to retroactively whittle those numbers down so that they didn't create panic initially, but now they're retroactively adjusting those. So last year was a real disaster in terms of, it was known as the harvest from hell and no plant 19. And that's why it was quite clear, even back in January, when all of this virus nonsense started, I made the assertion, this has nothing to do with the virus. This is about the food, and specifically the fact that that crop is not there. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have a crystal ball or any smarts whatsoever. This is because it was an entirely predictable scientific reality that the sun goes through natural cycles known as these grand solar minima that have an outsized effect on crop production. Time and time throughout history, and the Dalton minimum and the Maunder minimum before us, you see that there were immense crop failures and people dying of starvation. And underscoring that, because it's one thing to have Christian on the Ice Age Farmer talking about it, but here's a peer-reviewed study out of Canada, Ray Garnett's team, is diminishing solar activity detrimental to Canadian prairie agriculture? Well, spoiler alert, yes, it is. From the abstract, during the grain-growing months of May through July, the mean temperatures on the prairies has cooled by 2 degrees Celsius during the last 30 years. You sure won't read that in any mainstream media. It's always the hottest year ever. No, we're cooling. This cooling appears to be most certainly linked to diminishing solar activity as the sun approaches a grand solar minimum in the next decade or so. The cooling has led to a reduction in growing degree days, or GDD, and also has impacted precipitation. The GDDs, in conjunction with the temperatures and the precipitative patterns, are, go figure, it's important to growing crops. It has an effect on our agriculture, on our food supply. In this new study, we investigate the impact of the declining growing degree days and the temperature and precipitative changes on the prairie grain yields and quality. The analysis shows that we've already lost 100 growing degree days over the last years since 1985. Our analysis suggests grain yields and quality could be significantly impacted in the coming years as solar activity continues to diminish. That's the same thing we've heard from Valentina Zarkova, that there would be shortages of food because of the sun dropping off. It's what we've heard from Sean Hackett, who said, we're going to have to find new ways of growing food. But you get the point. Let's read deeper from this study where they look at the fact that solar cycles have been trending downwards since solar cycle 21. You can see back here. And they go on to even take a look at the Dalton minimum and Maunder minimum, which, quote, were part of a cold period between 1650 to 1850, which was stressful for most of Europe. That's one way to put it, to say the least, with food wars and tens of millions of deaths as a result of extreme cold and a lack of heating and a lack of food as well, if you look back. They then go on to look at the last 40 years here and conclude, in short, when growing degree days fall, it is expected that top-grade red spring wheat will fall 30 to 50%, with an associated market loss of $250 million for red spring wheat alone. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time we've seen a dollar amount as to the economic damages that the Grand Solar Minimum could incur for crop losses. But more concerningly than the dollars, is because you can print more dollars, is the fact that that food is gone, and you can't print more food, not real food at any rate. In their conclusions, they also mentioned that, quote, as the sun approaches a grand solar minimum, there is a risk of the prairies becoming colder and wetter, which is detrimental to grain growth and quality. The study also raises questions about the GDD losses in other high-latitude agricultural areas, Northern Europe, Siberia, and even southern areas of Argentina and Chile, which have also been suffering crop losses, as you know from this channel. So, the growing degree days measurement is one that we've talked about here, and in fact, I even created this tool, the Grand Solar Minimum Growing Degree Days tool, for you to get a sense, at least in the United States, of how precipitously our growing degree days dropped off from the 2018 season to the 2019 season. I don't have data for 2020. Syngenta locked me out of their system. Go figure, Syngenta's big agriculture. But on this tool, which you can get to at iceagefarmer.com/GDD, you can type in a zip code or any state code like Iowa here and get a list of the counties and then see the difference in GDD measurements from 2018 to 2019. And you can tell it's consistently a double digits loss, which means quantitatively the growing zones are shifting. You can no longer grow corn in some of the areas of the world where we did last year, this year, because there's no heat available. The cooling trend is taking its effect on our crop production. That's why there's a shortage of corn at the supermarket. Has nothing to do with the virus. That's why Canadians described it as a harvest from hell, where they were forced to leave between 40 and 60% of their crops there frozen in the ground after they got an early snowfall, ending any chance of getting any of the crops out of the ground this year. The harvest from hell, because the growing season is shrinking on both sides and the growing zones are moving. Our food supply is feeling the effects of the climate shifting and becoming colder right now. On top of that, weather warfare is actively being employed by the powers that shouldn't be to accentuate these losses and to accelerate the demise of modern agriculture. Let's take a look specifically at the derecho, which plowed straight through the heart of U.S. corn production there in Iowa, to the tune of hundreds of thousands of acres, and still counting. In fact, this latest report, October 10th, indicates that Iowa's derecho crop losses are still racking up, and now it's more than 50% more than was initially estimated by the USDA. Des Moines. Crop loss estimates from the rare windstorm that slammed Iowa in August have increased by more than 50%, a new report shows. The USDA said Friday that the number of acres has now grown to 850,000 unable to harvest acres. Now, this is stunning. If you've been watching on Twitter, though, it's not altogether surprising. We've been seeing stories from people who've just given up. They plowed under their corn crop as it was knocked over right before it was ready to harvest. They're not even able to use it for silage. This is obviously a huge economic disaster for a number of Iowan farmers as well. And it also wasn't just the corn crop that suffered, but the grain silos and the grain elevators that were damaged in this storm. So significant and so 100 miles wide, so huge was this swath of damage that you can literally see it from space. This bright spot here is where the corn was knocked over and damaged. And there's an example of the kinds of grain silo damage. All of this were full of corn, and so on-farm storage, which is the only equivalent of modern strategic grain reserves that the U.S. has at this point, was tremendous losses this year. And we've been seeing that in some of the most recent numbers. Now, the same thing happened at roughly the same time, right before the corn was ready to harvest, when it's most prone to be knocked over by strong winds, China had a series of typhoons, again, straight through the heart of their corn-producing area. The impact on corn output is going to be felt long-term, and look at this, the corn output was falling in the top-producing areas by up to 20% of the yields. Ladies and gentlemen, that's massive. And when we're talking about the United States and China both having double-digit losses to their corn yields, well, these are the two biggest corn producers in the world. So this actually moves the needle on the world food supply. This will translate to the shortages into the supermarket, and also, concerningly, to feed shortages for animals, and to perhaps even to ethanol problems. There's a number of things where this will manifest. You could not have devised a more perfect weather warfare attack than these series of storms right through the hearts of U.S. and Chinese corn production. Ladies and gentlemen, this is weather warfare being used, again, to accentuate the losses and accelerate the demise of old agriculture. There's also been problems with the corn stores in China molding, and, make no mistake, they are actively concerned about their food security in China. This is why President Xi unveiled the Clean Your Plate initiative, which seeks to minimize food waste and penalize people's social credit score if they throw away too much food or order too big of a pizza and show a picture of it on social media. It pops up using AI facial recognition. You shouldn't be wasting food. You should be respectful of food. They're really putting on the pressure to try and mitigate the food crisis that they know is coming and that we're now starting to see on supermarket shelves. So you need to be preparing for this as well. And that's why when you see these headlines, this is a harbinger of what is to come. Please start preparing right now. There's also been a huge amount of media. This certainly happened in the UK. They said people are stocking up. Please don't stock up. But they kept putting this out in the media until people said, well, maybe I should be stocking up too. And so then they started implementing rationing. And currently, if you go into a store physically or via online order, you are rationed to a limit of items that you can get from a certain product group. So many vegetables, so many fats, these sorts of things. The same thing is now happening in the US media. We've been seeing lots of people are stocking up on food because of fears over this COVID-19 surge, the wave 2. We've been seeing from Wall Street Journal, grocers are stockpiling and building pandemic pallets ahead of the winter. This got a lot of press, so you've probably seen that. And now we're even hearing from more food banks, this one from a New Jersey food bank, about how they are literally competing with American consumers to try and get what remains of the food supply before the shortages actually begin. So if you go out right now and try and stock up, you are competing with the government to try and buy food because they want to own it all so that they can give it out to people who are on their dole, who they can force to do whatever they want. Again, as we heard on the Congressional Record, to force compliance to the New World Order agenda and this Great Reset. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what's going on right now. And it's because this is a natural cycle and the sun's output has already stopped dropping off that this explains the very aggressive timetable that the technocrats are operating on. Sometimes even when it seems as if it's working against their best interests to move ahead and they do so anyway, or as if it's waking a ton of people up because they're just sort of blundering ahead instead of waiting for things to sort themselves out, it's because they've got a deadline here. The food supply is running out and they need to control the population much more before that happens. That's what's going on right now. And I hope this is insightful and informative enough for you to start growing your own food and preparing for the next wave of lockdowns and control that will necessarily precede the real food shortages ahead. Please spread the word about this. While I don't have a silver bullet to get us out of the situation, I do know that if everybody knew what was going on right now, then a lot of these agendas would stop tomorrow and we could all start growing food. That's what we need to do, is move to a massively distributed food growing system rather than continue to consolidate power into the centralized hands of these powers that should not be. So spread the word, because that is the solution. Thanks for watching. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. And as YouTube is clamping down even more on censorship right now, I also encourage you to go find this channel on bitchute.com/iceagefarmer so that we can continue to communicate and get notifications even without YouTube in between us. We cannot trust that party at all right now. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for watching. If you value this broadcast and the information I bring, you can support this work by visiting iceagefarmer.com/support to find a few ways that you can do that. And I very genuinely appreciate your help in supporting the broadcast and getting out the word. For now, let's go build great things and grow abundant amounts of nutritive food. Thanks for watching, folks. Be well.